I have a very, very special guest. I was telling you earlier about Donna Banks and the big parade we have for you on December the 1st. Bloomfield, yes, Donna's doing it again this year. Well, Kate Wasko is an art teacher, okay, at the Carmen Arace Intermediate School in Bloomfield. And guess what? Bloomfield High School decorates holiday ornaments for the National Christmas Tree Display in Washington, D.C. They were chosen. What a great, great honor. And I've got Kate on the line right now. Kate Wasko. Kate, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'll tell you, I can't believe it. I was just talking about, you know, Donna does this parade. We work with her on this, a big parade on the 1st of December. Did it last year. It was fabulous. Mm-hmm. And now here you are, and you're going, you were selected to go to Washington with your students.
Well, actually, as a bit of a correction, we are not going to Washington, but we did make ornaments here at Carmen Arace Intermediate School with the 6th grade students that will be sent to Washington, and will decorate the Connecticut tree at the National Christmas Tree Experience this year.
Wow. The first time. Isn't that something?
It is an incredible honor. We are very proud, and the students took it very seriously, the project very seriously. They worked very hard all month, and we are about to send the decorated ornaments back to Washington, D.C. tomorrow.
Kate, just describe for my listeners just how this all happened. And, you know, Bloomfield has done so well, and you know about the big Christmas night on the 1st of December that we're all going to be doing. That's Donna's project. You got this one. What started this? How did you get this going?
Well, actually, the State Department of Education reached out to our principal, Principal Williams, and let her know that they were selecting our students. And she contacted me and asked me to be the project manager. We really believe that we were selected because Bloomfield has been standing out in how we educate the whole student in academics and athletics and the arts.
Well, I'll tell you something. I have lived in Bloomfield for a long time, and it has grown and grown and grown. And what you have done, what your principal, your superintendent, all of you, and it is all different. And you know, when you have lived here for a long time, you can see the growth. And when Donna told me about all of this, I said, my God, not another one, and here we go again. But how long did the young people work on the project?
We had the month of October. We got together for an hour every Friday morning with the 24 chosen students, and they got right to work every morning. They took it very seriously, and they did the best work that they know how to do. I picked creative students. I picked students who deserve to be recognized. And some of them even gave up a little bit more time this week to help finish up the last little details. But they worked very hard in a very short amount of time.
Okay, and what did you do? Can you describe some of the work that they did?
Sure. Each student chose something, a symbol or an invention or a person that Connecticut is known for, and put it inside of their ornament globe.
Wow.
So we had, actually from Bloomfield, we have Anika Noni Rose, who is known as the Disney voice of Princess Tiana. She was in one. We have the Pez Factory. We have Yale University, UConn, the state bird, the state flower. So they each chose something that Connecticut is known for and gives to America. And then they also were given a piece of the official Connecticut tartan to finish off their ornament with a bow or a tassel or some sort of decoration.
Boy, you know something? It's too bad. Now, this is all being sent to Washington, D.C., you say?
Yes, tomorrow morning.
And how, now, how is this sent? You send it through the mail? How do you send it?
Yes, it's just sent FedEx through the mail.
Uh-huh.
Those officials down in Washington, D.C. receive them, and they need the month to organize them and then decorate the trees so that when the national Christmas tree is lit on November 28th, all 56 trees surrounding the large national tree are ready for display.
Wow. You know something? The reason I asked you how you're going to ship it, because it's got to be quite a project. But, you know, I think one of the great things, and this is what's happened with the Bloomfield school system.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about it. And this is the reason that you folks are rated very highly now in the entire state race.
I agree.
And you're all hard workers, and you really get with it. But what a wonderful project for the kids. You know, how proud they must be.
They really are. They were so excited when they found out about the project. And again, like I cannot tell you enough how hard they worked, how seriously they took the project, how honored they are. And we will be getting photographs of the ornaments back, so the students will get to see their work displayed, even if they are not able to make it down to Washington, D.C. in December during the display.
Well, I know that you know Donna very well, and I am hoping, she probably is way ahead of me, she usually is, but I'm hoping that you folks and these young people will be over on December 1st to see the big, big parade, the big everything, which is going to be fabulous this year again that she's putting on. And I just am so excited about it, but it'd be wonderful to have you folks over too.
We would be honored. As a brand new Bloomfield resident, I've just moved to Bloomfield 2 years ago. I am so excited to take part in anything that the town is doing for our community.
Well, I will personally invite you right now on the radio.
Thank you.
And I'll tell her when I see her. I think it's
great. I will do my best.
These are the things that make education. You know, the more that people know you, the more that people know what kind of young people they are, the more the town supports it. And that's what we have to do, and that's what we're doing.
Absolutely. I believe it builds memories for the children of their educational experience beyond the classroom.
Well, again, thanks a million for being with us this morning, Kate. Kate Wasko, art
Thank
teacher
you.
At the Carmen Arace Intermediate School, and her students, some of them, have put together something that's going to be down part of other schools from around the country.
Yes.
In Washington, D.C. What a fabulous honor. And thanks so much for sharing it with my audience.
Yep.
Okay. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
It is 17.